Hi guys, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I'm sorry. Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you have made your tea or coffee and are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting because we are going to have some outstanding sounding and looking guitars. And I would love to start with this piece of art. Wow, it's made by Philipp Neumann, the German guitar luthier Philipp Neumann, who is actually based in Antwerp in Belgium. His guitars are very rare to get. We are receiving, I think, once in a year a guitar by Philipp Neumann, so it's a great chance to have a Philipp Neumann guitar. And his guitars are traditionally built guitars with some modern elements, such as the armrest, slightly elevated fingerboard, and also some beautiful decorative elements on this guitar, which look very elegant, but at the same time, decent. It's not too many decorative elements. It's very precise, very decent, and elegant for my taste. And you can see it on the bridge of the guitar and also on the rosette, with these four stones, and also the headstock of the guitar is built beautifully. And this guitar comes with a cedar top and absolutely stunning cerakote back and sides. What I also like about this guitar is this armrest, because usually if you see an armrest on the guitars, it looks like that this is a different piece of the guitar. It's very separated somehow. It doesn't match to the guitar body. But in this case, it's made so decent that it feels like a part of a guitar. So if you are going to have longer practicing sessions, it's going to release you and it's going to give you a very good feeling, and it's very important, the ergonomics. Well, I would say I will play a few tones on it and see how this guitar sounds. This guitar doesn't look only elegant, but it also sounds very elegant. There are so many qualities that I can hear already when I'm playing these chords that I don't know where to start. So it's first of all, for me, the most important thing, a very well-balanced guitar. Every tone has the same loudness, so it's a very compact sounding guitar. The second thing, what you probably also noticed, is the long sustain of this guitar. It's very long. Wow. Very singing tone. Beautiful. It's also a very elastic sounding guitar. You are able to create many different colors. Beautiful work by Philipp Neumann. Let's play my arrangement on this guitar. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. I think also the tone separation of the guitar is very good. At least this is what I'm hearing from my side, that I can hear every tone, especially the first string is very lyrical, I would say. And I'm very curious what you are hearing from the other side. Congrats to Philipp Neumann for this really, really high quality instrument. And yeah. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is a guitar for traditional guitar lovers and appreciators. It's made by the German guitar luthier Gerhard Oldiges, whose guitars are very, very famous for their very precise craftsmanship and beautiful decorative elements and also the tone. He's a very good and experienced guitar luthier. And every guitar is very unique, and also nearly every guitar has a different name, I think. So this guitar is called Josefina, and it's from 2023. It comes with a spruce top, a beautiful rosette. It's a lot of work to build this kind of rosette, and it comes with Brazilian rosewood back and sides, which is it's one of the most beautiful Brazilian rosewoods that I have ever seen. And you have also this decorative element in the middle of the guitar. I mean, this guitar is killing me. It's so beautiful. It's also very light, and it comes also with very high quality Klaus Scheller tuning machines, which makes the tuning of the guitar a beautiful experience. And I won't talk a lot. Let's see how this guitar sounds. Thank you. will continue to play. So this is again one of those guitars that I enjoyed really to play my arrangement on it. It has a complex sound. You can notice that the guitar offers a lot. You can create many different voicings if you want. It's a guitar like a huge mixer to record music, you know, these mixers where you can connect microphones and do some equalizers and change the volume. And this guitar is exactly like that. It offers you so much qualities and tools to create your music exactly as you want. And wow, what a guitar. So it was a Gerhard Oldiges guitar, the Josefina, from 2023 with a spruce top and incredible Brazilian rosewood back and sides. This guitar blew me away. Wow. Yeah, next guitar. And the next guitar is made by Pete Beer from Scotland. And this is, I think, the second guitar that I'm reviewing by Pete Beer, and I liked the first one really. It was a very powerful guitar with a sweet sound, and it's a great combination, and it's a very rare combination. Usually if you hear very loud guitars, they tend to have a very nasal sound, but this is not the case with this one. And this guitar has the number 105. It has a 64 centimeter scale, and it comes with a cedar top and beautiful, very reddish Indian rosewood back and sides. And the guitar is actually quite heavy. I mean, it's not as heavy as an Australian guitar, but it has some weight. Let's see how it sounds. powerful. The trebles of this guitar. They are very responsive, bright and loud. It's a very rare combination, and not many classical guitarists, luthiers, I mean, cannot achieve that. I mean, it has a very bell-like sound, very bright. Probably if you compare this part on this guitar to the other guitars, I think you can hear through the speakers that it is much louder than the other guitars, or maybe the response is faster. Interesting guitar. It is loud but so bright at the same time. Also the sustain. It has a very lyrical treble. Lyrical trebles. Has a very Julian Bream-y sound. I think you notice it. I'm nearly running out of words how to describe the sound of the guitars. So it sounds very Julian Bream-y. Like bright, and it's cutting through the audience, and it projects very well. Well, it was a Pete Beer guitar from 2025, brand new, and I'm very curious what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. And let's move to the next one. And this guitar is made by one of the biggest names in today's guitar making. It's made by Carsten Kops, the German guitar luthier who is based in Hamburg. A beautiful place to live in. It's sometimes a bit windy, but it's a beautiful city. And Carsten Kops is building since many years double top guitars, and his guitars are being played by biggest names such as Aniello Desiderio. And this one is a solid top guitar, but I have to tell that also this guitar is sounding very similar to his double top guitars. So it means that also, even when he was playing, even when he was building solid top guitars, he had an idea of this sound and how the guitar should sound. It's very interesting because this solid top guitar is sound-wise close to the double top guitars of Carsten Kops. This guitar is from 2007. It comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And this guitar is called Ragusa. What I also noticed is that the headstock of the guitar is actually very, very close to the headstock of his guitars of today, the guitars that he is building now, with some very little changes. I think this looks very elegant. Enough talking, let's see how this guitar sounds. Again, it is close to his double top guitars of today, and there are actually so many years between these two guitars. The similarities are the response of the guitar. It responds very fast. The tones are coming out very fast, and you don't have to work a lot to get a loud sound of this guitar. And it is loud. It is well balanced. And the guitar is resonating very well. But at the same time, you have a sweet color. Very mellow. And I think also a very interesting point to mention is the intonation of this guitar. Because when I'm playing this chord in this area, in this position, the intonation is on point. And it's not the case with every guitar. And also also the intensity and the energy of the tones. Even on the higher positions, the energy is still there and the intensity. This is impressive. Last piece. Lovely. It's a guitar made by Carsten Kops from 2007 with a solid top. And let me know your thoughts about the sound of this guitar, and let's move to the last one. And the last guitar of this week is a piece of history. It's made by the German guitar luthier Richard Jakob Weisgerber. And I found out that more and more people are falling in love with Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars, and I can totally understand why, because every guitar is a very unique instrument, and this particular guitar is from 1929, so it's nearly 100 years old, but it's in a very good condition. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and beautiful bird's eye maple back and sides. It's also a very light guitar, and it's also resonating very well. I mean, while I'm talking, I can already hear the strings resonating. And maybe I don't talk a lot, I let the guitar speak. It's confusing because this guitar is from 1929 and it sounds actually like a modern guitar from today. It's very loud and the basses are also very strong. Very singing. See how my arrangement sounds on this one. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. Thank you. everything works so well on this guitar. It's a very trustable guitar, and also I can bring out many different voicings, and the guitar gives me that. And also the comfort is an important point to mention about this guitar. It's very comfortable. I don't know why. It's probably a combination of the fretboards and the shape of the neck, and also the response of the guitar. So the last guitar of this week was a Richard Jakob Weisgerber from 1929. So I enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Every guitar had a very unique sound and style and aesthetics. I'm very curious, what is your opinion on the sound of these guitars? And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like as usual and subscribe to our channel. If you didn't do that already, we have many, many interesting stuff going on our YouTube channel. We have a new format, Zika's Spotlight, where I'm going to present one specific guitar that I personally would love to have for myself. And you can find this on our YouTube channel. You just have to check, search. Well, have a great weekend and see you next week.